Hello, and hello to the Wongs, because today, right now, we are going to meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs.
That's right, it's our time to check in with the Wong family, see what all these crazy people are getting up to today. I think this week, the family, especially Dad, is going to be in for a bit of a challenge. It's going to be kind of a test for Mr. Wong.
For the whole family, I think.
Well, I'm...
Including the kids.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think Mr. Wong will be most tested.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, well, we'll just have to check out the article and see what's going on with the Wong, shall we?
好吧，赶快来看这个 The Wongs, Meet the Wongs, 看看这个漫画。
Meet the Wongs, Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs. Life without Mom.
There are dumplings, noodles, and meat in the freezer. Heat them up before you eat, okay?
Don't worry about us. You should hurry, or you'll miss the bus to your hometown.
I just don't want you to starve while I'm taking care of my sick aunt.
You'll only be gone for 2 days. There's enough food for 2 weeks.
You're right. Kids, be good. Goodbye, Grandpa.
Who wants pizza?
I do. I want cheese pizza. No, let's get the crab one. Cheese pizza is gross.
Calm down. We'll get both.Paige, can you call an order?
I don't have the number. Mom always calls.
Word power!
Freezer. Freezer.
Put the ice in the freezer.Before it turns into water. Put the ice in the freezer before it turns into water. Aunt, aunt. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer.Crab, crab. Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs. Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs. Order, order. Mrs. Liu ordered pizza for her class on the last day of school.Mrs. Liu ordered pizza for her class on the last day of school.
Okay, so it's the Wongs, and Mom is leaving. Oh, no.
She has
to take
care of
someone else. Is this the end of the Wong family? Oh,
no.
I thought she was leaving forever.
No, no, no.
Oh, my God, so sad. No, she's just going away because moms need some time off.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to help someone, you said?
Right.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping she was like going to the spa with her lady friends just for a relaxing afternoon or something.
No, but to do something good to help someone is
that's nice
really
too.
Nice.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so Mom is making sure that everyone else back home, the kids and, of course, Mr. Wong, are going to be okay. So she gives them some important information. There are dumplings, noodles, and meat in the freezer.
Mm.
Heat them up before you eat, okay? So she's telling them about the food. What food is there in the house that they can eat? Because I guess normally Mom makes the food. But, of course, now Mom is gone. She needs to tell everyone else what to do.
Mm-hmm.
She says the food, the meat, the noodles, the meat, the noodles, and the something else, dumplings, are in the freezer. Now, the freezer is that cold part of your fridge, right? Your fridge has a big part. This is where you kind of put your milk and your apples or something. And then up at the top, usually, there's this really cold, smaller part where you put your ice cubes and your ice cream and anything you want to be below zero. We call that area the freezer because it freezes things.
Wait a minute.
They thought about that name for a really long time. This part freezes things. Uh-huh. What should we call it? The freezer.
Freezing part.
Yeah, right. The freezer. That's the coldest part of the fridge.
But freezer can mean refrigerator, right?
Well, a freezer can be a separate kind of machine. It's just below zero. It's like a big box, and it's really, really cold all the time. There's no other part where you put your apple or milk or...
所以其实如果我们说冰箱就是说 refrigerator, 如果特别说 freezer 的话, 通常啦, 都指的是冷冻库的意思, 因为冷冻库才结冻啊, freezer, 通常都是指冷冻库。
That's right. For example, put the ice in the freezer before it turns into water, right? You have that little thing, and you take the ice out, put it in your drink. Don't leave it out. Put it back in the freezer. Of course, the water will get too warm. It won't be frozen anymore. And to heat something up means to take it from being cold and make it warm again, like food that you cooked yesterday, and then you put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. You take it out because you want to eat it for lunch. You heat it up, like people will do that with extra pizza, maybe.
对啊，就是不管用烤的还是用蒸的啊，用微波啦，把东西加热叫做 heat 什么什么 up, heat up. Heat 什么什么 up， 在这边的heat就当动词来用了。Anyways， 你知道吗？妈妈都是虽然有点啰嗦，但是她就不想遗漏任何细节啊。反正冰箱有很多东西自己加热来吃了。Mm-hmm.
All right, Dad's kind of saying, "Hey, hey, that's okay. Don't worry about us." He says, "We'll be fine. You should hurry," he says to Mom, "or you'll miss the bus to your hometown." So yeah, she's leaving for a few days. Mom says, "I just don't want you to starve while I'm taking care of my sick aunt." Yeah, she's worried about them, as, you know, moms do. They worry about their families. She doesn't want them to starve. To starve is to die, or to get very sick, because you don't have any food. Now, of course, I don't think that will happen. She's just kind of saying, "I don't want you to be hungry while she's away."
Mm.
I hope they won't starve. They will, you know, they can always call for a pizza.
当然啦,
go to 7-Eleven.
拜托肚子饿当然会找东西吃啊。 Anyways, 我们说肚子饿会用 hungry. I am hungry. 用 be 动词 或者是 feel 也可以。 Hungry 通常是形容词。 可我们在这边看到的 starve， 它当动词就是非常非常饿，快要饿死的那个动作叫做 starve。 不过他也可以说 I'm starving. Oh, 我快饿死了.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we say that.
If you're very hungry, right? Of course, you aren't really starving. You're just very hungry.
Right.
But we say it in that way. Where is she going? Mom is going to take care of her aunt. An aunt is a member of your family.
Mm-hmm.
It would either be your father or your mother's sister. So if your father has a sister or your mother has a sister, that person to you is your aunt or your aunt. As some people say.
所以爸爸妈妈的姐姐或妹妹都可以叫做 aunt， 翻成中文可能是阿姨、姑姑、舅妈、婶婶都可以叫做 aunt.
That's right. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer.
Aunt, aunt, auntie?
You can say auntie too.
Auntie, 对，都有那种阿姨啊、姑姑啊、舅妈啊什么之类的。
Mm-hmm. All right. Dad says, "You'll only be gone for 2 days. There's enough food for 2 weeks." So again, he's kind of saying, "Don't worry, you're only going away for a short time. There's lots of food," right? She's going away for 2 weeks. They have enough, or 2 days.
Two
they
days.
Have enough food for 14 days, 2 weeks. Mom says, "You're right," she kind of thinks. "Yes, you're right. There's nothing to worry about. Kids, be good," she says. "Goodbye, Grandpa." So she waves goodbye to Grandpa, too. And she leaves, but of course, as everyone does when you're going on a trip, you always forget something at home.
Right.
She forgets something quite important. She forgets her suitcase by the door. Oh, no. So she goes out and gets in the taxi, but she doesn't have a suitcase with her extra clothes and all that stuff in it. Uh-oh, that's a problem. Anyway, I guess Dad doesn't notice. He says to the kids, "Who wants pizza?"
He asks cheerfully.
Yes, I guess he doesn't want to have the noodles or dumplings or meat. He wants to, you know, call up the pizza place and get a pizza. Jimmy, the son, says, "I do. I want cheese pizza." Timmy, though, of course, he has a different idea. He says, "No, let's get the crab one." He wants the crab pizza because, of course, with pizza you can put different things on top. He doesn't like cheese. He says, "Cheese pizza is gross." Okay, something gross is kind of like a ugh, something you don't really want to eat. We call that, ugh, gross, I don't want to eat that. And of course, the two boys start to fight. Crab, cheese, cheese, crab, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Crab, what is crab? Crab is an animal. It lives in the ocean. It's got six legs and two little arms like this, and it's got a shell, and we cook it and open the shell and eat the soft meat.
Six legs, not eight?
So six legs and two arms, so eight, I guess. But these are arms.
Oh, 是吗?
I call those arms. I don't know what the crab calls.
Anyways.
Yes.
不管是螃蟹或者是蟹肉，在英文当中就叫做 crab, C-R-A-B, crab. 所以它本身可以指一只一只的螃蟹，但它也可以指蟹肉的意思。那当然我们都知道披萨有很多不同的口味啊, cheese pizza, crab pizza. 不过在这里为什么他说 crab one 呢? 因为在这里的 one 呢，它代替的是前面曾经提过的 pizza， 但是又还没有定，还不特定是哪一个，所以这个不定代名词的单数用的是 one，crab one。
Yeah, for example, we could say Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs. Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, though, they don't like crabs. They might think that they're gross. Right? Mm-hmm. I mentioned gross is something
right.
you don't want to eat. Well, Dad breaks up the fight. He says, calm down. He stops the two boys from fighting. He says, calm down. We'll get both. They'll get two pizzas, one cheese, one crab. Everyone can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, he says, can you call and order? So he wants her to call the pizza place and order the pizzas. Paige, though, looks confused. She doesn't understand. She says, I don't have the number. Mom always calls. Oh, so no one has the number for the pizza place because Mom keeps all this information in her head.
对啊，或者是说是写在哪里啊，然后大家都不知道。所以你看啊，妈妈平常做多少事。And
I guess they don't have a computer or the internet, so.
对哦，直接上网不就好了， Google 一下。
You could find it there, but, you know, sometimes it's not convenient. Anyway, so Dad sighs, and then he thinks and realizes how difficult or how stressful the next 2 days are going to be without Mom there to help him, right? He can't keep the boys from fighting, and now he can't even order a pizza because Mom has the number. To order something is to ask for something to be done for you, basically. In a restaurant, you order food. If you want something from a store, you might call and order it. Can you get those shoes in black? Right, and they'll say, yes, we'll get them, we'll call someone, we'll bring them here in a few days. You're basically telling or asking someone to bring something or to do something for you.
不过在英文当中这个 order 真的是很常用, 而且也有不同的意思。 那么在文章当中因为我们听到是要订 pizza, 那么订购的订呢, 在英文可以用 order 这个动词, 或者是它本身也可以当名词啊, 像我们如果去餐厅, 然后开始可能看完 menu 之后要点餐, 那么 waiter 或是 waitress 可能就会过来, 他会说, can I take your order? 对, 那个时候的 order 就是我们要点的东西, 所以 order 在这里的话呢, 指的是订购的意思。
Right, for example, we could say Mrs. Liu ordered pizza for her class on the last day of school. I guess pizza is one of the most popular foods to order. Right? Most people, when they call for food, they call for
or
pizza.
Or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's
McDonald's,
true. Yeah, now you can order from fast food restaurants,
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah, so lots of food you can order if you're just feeling lazy or a little too busy to make your own food.
But they have their own dumplings.
They're lazy. Oh, they just like pizza. You know, sometimes you just want pizza.
And Mom is
dumplings,
not at home.
And dumplings won't be good enough, and Mom's not home. True. All right, so that's the first day of meeting the Wongs. We're going to see what happens to them again tomorrow. I hope nothing bad happens.
应该不会啊。
I'm a little nervous, but anyways, I'm sure Mr. Wong will be fine. But we'll be right back after this short break. Okay, now I think the pizza will be fine. I'm sure the house will be fine. No one will starve or die or anything.
Of course.
But I'm worried about Mom's suitcase. Remember, she left the suitcase when she left the house in the morning.
If I were the mom, I would go back and take the suitcase.
That's right. And you would notice at some time, you know, if you're walking towards your train
uh-huh.
or your bus, you would probably notice that you don't have a suitcase. Which is not small. It's not like your wallet or your phone or your glasses. It's a suitcase. It's like this big and it's got everything you need inside.
Right.
I hope she comes back for it. Otherwise, well, she'll just come home and she'll need a shower. Or she can always go out and buy new clothes.
Right.
Oh, but she's taking care of her sick aunt, so maybe she'll be too busy. So many questions. That's why you guys and we have to come back tomorrow and find out more about what happens to the Wong. So please join us then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
You'll only be gone for 2 days. You'll only be gone for 2 days.
That's correct. I'll be back soon.
You'll only be gone for 2 days.
Well, it's still up in the air. It depends on my schedule then.
You'll only be gone for 2 days.
That's correct. I'll be back soon.
You'll only be gone for 2 days.
Well, it's still up in the air. It depends on my schedule then.
Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you.
Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Celine。你有没有遇过一种人，常常摆出一副很厉害，我什么都行，超级照的样子，但是实际上呢，要他做事情，他就什么都做不出来。每次遇到这种人呢，我就觉得又好气又好笑，觉得好像被他小小骗了一下。这种人呢，我们说他是外强中干，不过就是一只纸老虎。今天这个纸老虎呢，跟昨天黑马是一样的，哎，非常刚好，因为也有一样的说法呢。其实啊，这样的说法当初是从中文来的，翻译成英文也是一样好用哦。好啦，那英文怎么说呢？我们来看看今天小聚会。Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you. 意思就是呢，别怕伊森，他只是只纸老虎，不会对你造成任何伤害。一只纸做的老虎当然是没什么杀伤力咯。那学起来了吗？我们再来复习一次哦。Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you. Alright, that's all for today. See you next time. Bye!
Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you.
Don't be afraid of Ethan. He's a paper tiger and won't do anything to you.
Meet the Wongs. Life without Mom.
There are dumplings, noodles, and meat in the freezer. Heat them up before you eat, okay?
Don't worry about us. You should hurry, or you'll miss the bus to your hometown.
I just don't want you to starve while I'm taking care of my sick aunt.
You'll only be gone for 2 days. There's enough food for 2 weeks.
You're right. Kids, be good. Goodbye, Grandpa.
Who wants pizza?
I do. I want cheese pizza. No, let's get the crab one. Cheese pizza is gross.
Calm down, we'll get both. Paige, can you call an order?
I don't have the number. Mom always calls. Freezer. Freezer. Put the ice in the freezer before it turns into water. Put the ice in the freezer before it turns into water. Aunt. Aunt. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer. Kelly's aunts came to visit her in New York for the summer. Crab.
crab. Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs. Dad loves to eat seafood, especially crabs. Order. Order. Mrs. Liu ordered pizza for her class on the last day of school. Mrs. Liu ordered pizza for her class on the last day of school.